Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a charge on my credit card for a subscription for something that I did not authorize, and I need to get it canceled immediately.
What's your zip code, sir?
70589.
And your name?
Charles Landrina.
Charles whom?
Landrina.
Okay, I'm not seeing. What's your Charles, C-H-A-R?
Charles.
And last name?
L-A-N-D-R-E-M-E-A-U.
So, L-A-N-D-R-E-M or N?
N, like an Nancy.
Okay, and then what's after that?
EAU.
Okay, I'm not finding it with the information you have provided to me. The system had been malfunctioning lately, so we've been asking people to call back.
I know, I called earlier, 20 minutes ago, and they said call back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, because we're working on the system tech. Hold on. Yes, sir. I don't know. I'm not able to find anything based on the information you've given me. I only can ask
who,
you.
Who are you with? I mean,
Yes, sir. We
I got
are.
A chart, but, I'm
oh, yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the charge I got was from like durable gadgets or something of that nature.
Yes. Yes, that's the descriptive you have on your invoice or your statement, but we have hundreds of different products. So
and
that could
called, the lady said that it was for tri primary intent savings. Never heard of such a thing.
It would have been yes, unless I can find an account, sir, I don't have anything to discuss, actually, other than if you purchased entered your card number to get a free gift or something?
No.
Unless your card number was entered into a survey or a sweepstakes or something?
Maybe that. I don't know.
Well, if it is that, then it's going to show you in our system, and it's going to have, I can't speak on it because unless I can pull up an account for you, I don't see what I'm really speaking on, sir. And it would have been, based on the system, it's not anything I can do about it right now. However, when you call back when the system is up, we're able to pull it up. Based on the information you've given me, I am unable to locate it. Right now.
Yes. So when do you anticipate the system being back up?
I don't. They've been telling
people. I've been trying to call this since Thursday. I called Thursday. I called Friday. And now today's Tuesday. I'm trying again.
And I have no doubt that it's very frustrating to you right now, but it's even more frustrating to me because I can't assist you. And yeah. With the system, I mean, I really, last I heard it was 30 minutes, but you know how that can go sometimes.
Yes. Believe me, I know. I was the VP of all of infrastructure. So.
Wow. It's like a double-headed sword now with computers sometimes. Now, it's one of those things that for medical reasons, we definitely need the technology for more than anything and the convenience of storing stuff, anything. But anymore now, it's like a double-headed sword on a lot of things.
So what are y'all business hours?
We're 24/7.
Okay.
So you can call back anytime because we service all across the country.
Okay, because that was the other thing they said. If we, you know, I was on hold for over 30 minutes and it said, we'll call you back. You won't lose your place in line, but nobody ever calls back.
Well, no, I take that back. We call back because I have to return calls all the time. I don't know whether you didn't get called back or whether you missed a call when they call back.
Well, I've tried it twice on my phone and my wife's phone, and neither one of us got a call back.
And right now they're just telling us that the system, for whatever reason, I can try your zip code again, which you gave me at 70589. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And with that zip code, trying to locate an area, you said the name is, I have a Charles, but it's a Charles Moraine.
No, it's
not you. And I don't have any other Charles. I'm unable to assist you right now because the system won't move forward.
Okay.
But you're more than welcome to call back later. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll call back. And then if I have to, I'll dispute the charge. But then I got to go through the whole effort of getting a new credit card and all that.
They don't have to issue another card. They can typically, I can tell you now, the banks don't reissue if it's something that you actually did. They only reissue if something someone else did or something someone else had your card. But if you actually did it, they don't refund it. So sometimes as a courtesy, we will give a partial refund. But I'm not able to locate anything because the system is down. So I can't even tell you what you did purchase or what shipping and handling charge you paid for or whether you paid.
I have no idea either. That's what's so crazy. And the description tells you nothing. I mean, it's, you know, I have no idea what that charge is for.
And unless I'm able to find an account, I am unable to assist. But you're more than welcome to call back when the system slows down some.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for your help. You've been the most helpful so far.
Thank you so much. I feel like I would like to be able to do more, but it's not allowing me to do more, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Likewise.